Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to go to the fan hotline, which is brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitas, to talk to our good friend Nabias Wilborn of the Post-Gazette. Nabias covers college football, Penn State, among a number of other things. And Nabias, I guess we could start with the Indiana game. And I don't know anybody will ever really fully know if that two-point conversion actually made it or didn't. But the bottom line is the referees and the review people said it did. And so it was a stunning way for the Penn State Nittany Lions to start their season.
I mean, where do you want to start with that game? I mean, yeah, listen, I saw that play. You know, we decided to have to do the game from home because Indiana being a COVID hotspot and a whole bunch of Pennsylvania stuff that I didn't get into. But get it from home. Thank goodness I'll be in state college this weekend for Ohio State. But anyway, you know, I saw the play. I saw the replay. And I don't think he got in. I just don't. I mean, but it shouldn't have come down to that. Penn State is a better team than Indiana, except when Penn State commits 10 penalties. So Clifford threw two interceptions. Will Levis comes in the game as a backup. He gets a major false start that ends up taking everything off. And it all just throws everything off, man. It really throws it off when they lose like that. Then on top of that, in that game, you have Noah Cain, who's your backup running back. He goes out. You now have Devin Ford in the game. And unfortunately, Devin Ford probably scored the most unfortunate touchdown he ever scored in his life, bless his heart. But again, those are the kind of situational awareness things that happen when you get to your Thursday running back. The defense looked great until that last drive, but Jesse Lucado was out due to a target penalty. Okay, you're missing him. He's your number one linebacker. He's your number one linebacker because Michael Parsons opted out. These are the things that happened in 2020. So now you look at a Penn State team going against a juggernaut that is Ohio State, and they're going to have their third-string running back starting, and they're going to be without their should-be number two linebacker, but really he's their number one for the first half of that game. So it's going to be tough sledding, man.
It absolutely is, and I tend to agree with you looking at the video. I don't believe that he got into the end zone, but it was so close. It's hard. I could see why they didn't overturn it, because there was enough different angles where you kind of looked at it and said, well, maybe he did actually get there. But I didn't like James Franklin's answer when he was asked about, you know, why didn't just take a knee a couple of times before that even happened. It seemed to me like he was just basically trying not to throw a kid under the bus.
Well, I mean, of course you're not going to throw the kid under the bus. And I'm sure he said it, but again, this is your third-string running back, his first time being a feature back in a big-time college game, in a big-time situation, and, you know, he fumbled the bag. Because they were up 21-0, 21-20. That should have been the final score. Penn State should have won that game. Clifford probably should have taken knees three times, and then they kicked the field goal. Oh, well, guess what? Maybe you don't trust Jake Pinniger to hit the field goal because he doinked one at the end of the first half and then he missed the 47-yarder. So maybe you don't trust him there. Maybe you don't trust Jordan Stout, your long kicker, to kick the short kick. So maybe you decide to give it to the offense that you think you can trust, and then you couldn't trust them either. I mean, I don't want to blame Franklin for that, but this is what happens when things go bad, when everybody gets pressure on them. Lamont Wade made a terrible play trying to bring the ball out of end zone. Why? He was trying to do too much. Pat Freiermuth, who's probably as sure-handed as he gets, in that second quarter, drops a pass that he should have caught you know, just trying to do too much. He was looking downfield instead of getting the ball and then going because he was trying to make a play. What happens after that? Sean Clifford tries to make a play. You know what happens? It's an interception. So all these things add up to a situation where it probably becomes hard for Franklin to trust anything, and he trusted the kid, the third-string guy, and unfortunately he ran in and scored a touchdown. But defense still gave up a 75-yard drive, Paul. The defense still gave up a 75-yard drive. They could have stopped him at any point. So, because even if you take the four, even if you take the four-point lead or whatever have you, you still got to stop. So again, you'll have, there have to be a time on the clock, but still, the defense, everybody has to show up. Everybody failed in that situation. And, yeah, James Franklin didn't want to blame the kid, but the kid has to know to go down on their knee. Anytime the opposing team cheers when you score a touchdown, you did a bad thing, son.
Interestingly enough, it happened, I think, the very next day with your favorite team. Same exact kind of situation, right?
I mean, well, those guys, man, those clowns, I mean, they need to lose every game that they can. That's a different situation with the Falcons. I mean, you know, at this point, man, with where they are, I mean, you know, I really don't even like calling them Atlanta, you know, because they really just disrespect my hometown, my beloved city. But, you know, hey, maybe they lose all the games. Maybe they get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or somebody to come in, and both of those guys are ATL kids, and maybe finally right the wrongs and kind of give the Falcons a LeBron James type situation.
Right. No, but I mean that actual situation happened at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, they blew it. I mean, but again, Paul, when you're a bad team, you get nervous. You do things. Just go back to the Falcons. The same thing. What was that special teams play? If one of those five men who are around the ball, including Julio Jones, dives on it, maybe this whole Falcons season is different. Because you look at all the games, I mean – They really only got beaten bad once. They could easily be 5-1 as opposed to, 1-5. But when you're not good and things aren't going well, bad things happen. Now, I don't think Penn State is that bad, but if James Franklin, those guys don't get a hold of this, it could get really ugly really fast. And then all of a sudden, maybe you start seeing a Pat Freiermuth or a Lamont Wade or Jesse Luketa or some of these other guys who – know they're going to go to the NFL, decide to opt out. So this week is a big week to see how they play with Ohio State. I'm not saying they need to beat Ohio State, but they need to compete at least and not shoot themselves in the foot. Otherwise, this season can go downhill before it gets started.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at it, this is obviously a really, really big game. Unfortunately, you know, for you, you've never experienced – a whiteout and, a night game and everything else at Happy Valley. This should be a completely different environment than it will be, huh?
Oh, and you know what, Paul? Like when I agreed to switch off Buccos to do this, one of the things that I was most looking excited to was those kind of experiences, was going into these things, but also, too, you know, getting the whiteout. I was looking forward to being in Happy Valley the night before and just seeing the atmosphere of fans being excited, seeing the visiting Ohio State fans in town, going to Champs and all these other places. And, you know, that's just not what it is in 2020. It will be a very different environment. But maybe it'll be for Ohio State similar to it was for Penn State, where Penn State coming into Indiana would have been the game where all of Indiana's recruits would have been at. It would have been probably their biggest crowd because they played Ohio State and Michigan on the road, if I'm correct. That would have been their big one. That would have been their thing. But they didn't get it. They still bet Annis to win, but on the other side of Penn State, some players like those hostile environments. Ohio State players like the hostile environment going into a place and shutting down a crowd of 100,000. They won't have that experience. It's going to be man-on-man, and maybe that plays in Penn State's favor. Maybe it doesn't. But Saturday will be a major test, and unfortunately Penn State won't have that crowd, and the city won't be taking that money.
You're absolutely right. What's going to be some of the keys here? Obviously, Ohio State's got a lot of weapons, and they've got a lot of different ways they can beat you. But what are some of the keys for Penn State?
Whatever spirituality you believe in, you better pray. First of all, you got to find a way to contain Justin Fields. You got to find a way to make him one-dimensional as much as possible, which isn't easy with his legs and his arms. And then, I mean, their defense, you look at Sean Wade, you look at the guys they have all up and down the roster. I mean, this is a team. I mean, Ohio State is what it is. I mean, they may as well be an SEC school. They may as well be Bama. They may as well be Clemson. I mean, that's where Ohio State is. They're in that rarefied air of every year they expect nothing less than to make it to the national championship series. And right now, they're right on the way to it, even after just winning one game, destroying Nebraska. They have talent on top of talent. Now, Penn State is not as far off talent-wise as one would think, but Penn State's going to be missing, again, Micah Parsons is gone. They're now two running backs with Journey Brown and Noah Kane. So, one, Keziah and Kevon Lee, those guys got to grow up. Devin Ford is going to have to grow up. That offensive line is going to have to make holes. And Sean Clifford is going to have to play the game of his life. And all of these things are going to have to go right and not make any mistakes in order for Penn State to even have a chance of keeping it within seven, let alone winning.
Right. That is the big thing, is not getting blown out. And, of course, Pitt didn't quite do that. Last week against Notre Dame, hopefully for Penn State's sake, they're able to play a better game than Pitt did against Notre Dame. Nabias, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for taking some time, and enjoy the game.
Hey, man. Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.